It's 11 a.m. outside the Gladpier garment factory in Phnom Penh, and workers stream out to buy lunch from roadside vendors. Among them is 21-year-old Pon Chen-yi. She earns $130 a month, working up to 14 hours a day. $20 goes on rent and electricity, and $50 to support her parents and 7 siblings in their village. That doesn't leave much. To get by, Chen-yi scrimps on food, which brings other costs.
I regularly get fevers and headaches. Firstly, because I don't eat enough, and secondly, because I work long hours and I don't get enough sleep.
Cambodia's garment sector is worth $5.5 billion annually. Some 600 factories produce for brands like Levi Strauss, H&M and Walmart. But the sector's 600,000 workers, mainly young women like Chen-yi, struggle on the $100 monthly minimum wage. The ILO's study of nearly 4,000 workers found 43% are anemic and 15% are underweight. Although Cambodian garment workers have the benefit of a monthly paycheck, their health metrics were, unexpectedly, no better than the rest of the population in the impoverished country.
Also, we were surprised by how little workers spend on food. So they're saying that on average they spend about $9 a week or $36 a month, but they make much more than that. So they're sending a lot of money home and using it for other purposes. Workers are essentially starving themselves so that they can contribute to their family's welfare.
For the next year, workers at 5 factories will get 1 free meal a day. Workers at another 5 will not. The ILO will measure the health and productivity outcomes. Dave Welsh heads the Solidarity Centre, a group affiliated to the US labour movement. Welsh says the impact of the nutrition project and the ongoing talks to boost the minimum wage mean Cambodia has the chance to deliver on its reputation as hosting a model industry.
It's not just increasing the monetary amount of the minimum wage, but looking at subsidizing where most of those expenses go to, and currently most of those expenses go to housing for substandard housing and food for substandard nutrition that's provided to workers. If you eliminated the nutrition aspect of that, it could arguably be a saving as much as 50% of what workers are currently earning.
A daily free meal and a higher minimum wage, whose benefits are not lost to higher rents and food prices, labour activists say, would dramatically improve the lives of Cambodia's garment workers. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh. Thank you.